This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. The U.S. and Russia have launched frank and forthright discussions in an effort to de-escalate tensions between Russia and Ukraine, according to the White House Monday. This says Russian President Vladimir Putin continues to station an estimated 100,000 troops along the Ukrainian border. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said there are two paths for the Russian president, with one of them being the path to diplomacy. She pointed out there's two more rounds of talks this week. The other path, she added, is escalation. President Biden is asking Putin to order the troops back to barracks. The White House said in several recent statements that the U.S. will respond decisively if Russia further invades Ukraine. The Kremlin is concerned about the eastward expansion of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. Ukraine, a former Soviet state, has been seeking to join NATO over Moscow's opposition. Tuesday, North Korea fired what appeared to be a ballistic missile into its eastern sea. This is the second weapons launch in a week, according to the militaries of South Korea and Japan. This month's launches follow a series of weapons tests in 2021 that underscored just how North Korea continues to expand its military capabilities amid its self-imposed pandemic lockdown and deadlocked nuclear talks with the United States. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said North Korea will likely fired a single ballistic missile from an inland area to its eastern sea, and that the South Korean and U.S. militaries were analyzing the launch. This is VOA News.